quite the night, quite the surprise. How is this water burst, how is it discovered to have happened?
Well, the burst, actually, the pipe was in the emergency and main entrance area. And so there's a direct line of sight from our emergency area to the entrance. And so it was immediately detected because the staff could see the water spraying. And so the staff, who I can't possibly say enough about how excellent they were in responding to this event, immediately called our plant services, and within a half hour, water was shut off to that pipe. So we were able to divert then the water and stop the flood.
And what time would this have occurred?
So I was notified just between 12 and 1. So I'm not sure of the exact time that it occurred, but my understanding is it occurred somewhere around the midnight time frame.
Okay. And was it the cold temperatures we've been experiencing that caused it?
So I'm not sure what caused it. The cause isn't known yet, but I'm sure that we know that cold takes all kinds of toll in both our homes as well as our facilities. So I would say that that's something that they'll be looking at as they understand more about it. We'll be putting in remediation processes to ensure that it doesn't occur again if possible.
And, of course, both entrances were are closed for repairs. Is there an idea on how long repairs will take?
Not right now. They're doing their assessment. We have a remediation team coming in to assist us. What we would ask is for people to avoid the marked areas in the parking lot. They're blocked off now due to the ice that built up and the cold temperatures. And we will have security working with people who need to attend the hospital so that they use the alternate route in.
And, of course, I see people are being directed to use the renal entrance. Is that at all posing any challenges?
No, I don't think we're not seeing challenges from people being redirected. We just are being hypervigilant in ensuring that people do avoid those marked areas where there is ice buildup because we don't want anyone to slip.
And with the pipe having burst, has this at all been an issue in the past?
Not in my tenure, although pipes do burst. That is something that does happen. But as far as I know, it hasn't been a recent occurrence at the hospital. We will be using this opportunity to make sure, again, that we have our pipes checked. And if there are any causal issues that led to this, that we remediate them at the same time. But, of course, because we don't know what the cause was, we still have to do that investigation.